let's get into what you see in the future. I'm going to throw out some subjects, and you tell me if you see anything with this astrologically or not. Some of them you may not, but let's try.
Sure.
How do you see the economy going, because that affects all of us, going in the next several years?
I think it's going to get much worse. And unfortunately, our leadership is absolutely gridlocked in Washington. The people there are either bought out by the giant corporations. I call it government sacks. The people that are there, like Lawrence Summers, who was the architect of the deregulation, along with Rubin and Greenspan back then. You have Geithner, who was Timothy Geithner. I call it head of the Department of the Treasury, which I'm fond of saying, who was the enabler. And Barack Obama, who I think is a decent, intelligent guy, totally naive, totally inexperienced with this, and surrounded most of the time by the wrong people. And then you have the attack dogs, the Republicans, that are just out to attack viciously everything in sight. And the Democrats, who are sellouts to the cabal, the financial cabal. So none of that, factually, on the ground, gives me hope for anybody being able to overcome these astrological aspects, the Pluto-Uranus square, which I feel is extremely important. We have the Pluto-Saturn squares this year, and we had between 2012 to 2015. Now, I feel the bottom of this depression will probably be in 2015.
Okay, because it feels to me that we might be inching out of it, but I have a feeling it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, I don't think we're inching out of it. We feel that way a little bit because of certain small things, but there are so many things. For instance, this is a high-level tectonic period in which earthquakes and volcanoes tend to appear on the scene.
Huge.
And I feel that this spring there's a tremendously difficult eclipse that's going to take place on June 26th, conjunct Pluto.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Okay.
And Saturn will retrograde back into Virgo and oppose both Jupiter and Uranus at critical degrees between April and June, and then Uranus and Jupiter briefly go into Aries squared to Pluto. All of that adds up to more absolute crises with, and the last time, one of the prominent eclipses conjunct Pluto was in April of 1986, when we had the Chernobyl meltdown in Russia and the Bhopal chemical disaster. That was when it was in Scorpio. And
we had 3 million foreclosures last year. Are we going to have more this year?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not good news.
Yeah. And I think that one of the next shoes to drop is going to be commercial real estate, which has hardly begun to drop like a rock. But that is because that's heavily leveraged. See, we went into a society that was based on credit and debt. This country has been going downhill because we outsourced the labor force. We got off the gold standard in 1971. We were able to print endless amounts of cash. In order to save on labor costs and to ignore all environmental restraints, we took manufacturing and put them abroad, where you could pay, say, somebody from Mexico or China maybe 56 cents an hour and ignore all the environmental constraints. So we took jobs out of the country. In the 1990s, we outsourced the technical jobs, computer engineering and software development, to India.
We should have you running our economy, Linda. Gee.
Well, I feel, as an astrologer, I'm very passionate about this, that I feel a moral obligation to the astrology. Directs me. Astrology shows me what could lie ahead if we sit here and don't do anything.
The next big point, hot point, I think, is Iran. Do you see anything there?
Yes, I don't. I am concerned that there's going to be more upheaval connected with Iran, especially the spring and the summer of this year. But I feel that their internal revolution, which we would hope to encourage, they're trying. The young people there had a miserable economy and no chances for years, and they're trying to rebel. But the theocratic government there, they're successfully repressing this. So I'm not sure that this revolution in Iran is actually going to be very successful. They're not well enough organized.
What? Do you see a big tinderbox?
It is a tinderbox. I think that there is a strong chance that they have been developing nuclear weapons.
Yes.
We don't know. But if we try to go to war with them, it would be so disastrous. So we're continuing to put pressures on them.
So you're basically saying there may not be a war, but at least from our point of view.
Yeah, right. I think there's somewhat of a stalemate there, even though there are critical things, difficult things going on. I'm frankly concerned about the charts of Pakistan and Mexico. Those are two countries that stand out. I think Mexico is in danger of becoming a failed state. And Mexico is our neighbor next door. Their astrological chart. Afghanistan, of course,